Good morning and happy Easter.
Good morning.
This is certainly a first for me, and I imagine for all of you as well, but it is a joy to be here together, to be able to worship, to see one another, to gather in Christ's name, the name of our risen Lord. I want to give thanks to all of you for your support, for your presence here. I want to give thanks to our wonderful staff, all our volunteers, and our council leaders at this time. We are gathered with a font, not our normal font, but the one from the old sanctuary, with our cross, these symbols of our faith and worship together. I invite you to sing along in your cars to the hymns as we share them today, and to listen to and act on God's word. This time, let us begin our worship together with a thanksgiving for baptism. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert, you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day, you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in our font, and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty, and give us the life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Oh.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. A reading from Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you were looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. For our children's time today, I want to draw all our children, young and old alike, to something that we haven't seen in a while. We have here our Alleluia box. I'm just going to hold up one of these pieces. Hopefully you all can see it. We gathered on Shrove Tuesday to disassemble this Alleluia, to put it away for our Lenten time together. We didn't use the word Alleluia in worship, and it came to pass that we didn't even have worship some of those Sundays gathered together during Lent. We pull this out today, not just the Alleluia from this box, but our Alleluias to the Lord. We proclaim that word together, and yet we can't be together physically to put this back together when this time, not just our Lenten fast, but our fast from seeing one another is over. I'm going to need your help putting this back together. We've got work to do together, and I give thanks for that. Let us pray. Oh God, as we lift our Alleluias to you, we ask your presence with us. We thank you for this chance to be together, even still somewhat at a distance. And we thank you that the day will soon come when we can gather and put all our pieces back together in your name. It is in that name, the name of Jesus, that we pray and give thanks this day. Amen. Easter, we so often say, is a celebration of the empty tomb. And we often proclaim this truth by saying that the stone was rolled away. At our house, we have quite a few kids' craft projects gathered from over the years depicting the empty tomb, made out of handprints of little ones, a gray stone lying beside a green hill with a yellow sun cresting over the top. As lovely as these crafts are, as nice as these words sound, the truth of the matter is an empty tomb could mean a lot of things. The stone rolled away could be interpreted a thousand different ways. The authorities in the Gospel of Matthew knew that to be true. After Jesus' death, but before his burial, the Jewish authorities came and told Pontius Pilate, while Jesus was still alive, his disciples said, and he told them he would die and rise again. One of the disciples might steal his body and claim he's been raised from the dead, and we can't have that happen. And so that's why Matthew tells us the two guards were stationed at the grave of Jesus to prevent any misunderstanding or deception that might result from a mysteriously empty tomb. Despite the presence of those guards, the stone was indeed rolled away. As strange as it may sound, as contrary as it may be to what we always seem to find ourselves saying about Easter, about the empty tomb and the stone rolled away, I suggest to you today that the stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out, but to let us in. Let me say that again. The stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out, but to let you and me in. You see, God didn't need to move the stone. A God who can raise a man from the dead can work around a piece of rock. But we needed to be let in, to be included. And this death and resurrection was indeed for us. Notice here in Matthew's gospel, the tomb is already empty when the women show up. Jesus is already raised. And then the women come to the tomb. They have come to keep vigil, to pay tribute, to see the place. Jesus is no longer in the tomb. It is then that the earth quakes. It is then that the angel appears. It is then that the stone is rolled back. And ironically, the soldiers symbolizing the great might of the Roman Empire, they are the ones caught like dead men there at the tomb. Jesus, who was dead, is now alive. He is, we learn, already on his way to Galilee. Somehow he slipped out unnoticed by the guards. Their authority and their weapons had been thwarted, and they didn't even know what was taking place. And what does the angel say to those women? First, the classic angelic greeting, the same one given to Mary before she conceived Jesus in her womb, the same one given to the shepherds and to Joseph before the birth of Jesus. Do not be afraid. And then, I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come see the place where he lay. The women get the same mysterious sign that we get today. The view, the news, the story of an empty tomb. It could mean anything. It could be interpreted in a number of ways. At first glance, it raises more questions than it answers. This was not proof of anything for the women yet. And yet the angel invited them to come and see where Jesus had been. Easter, the life of the risen Christ, is itself a great mystery. But it was for the first disciples, and it is for us, an invitation. God has done this for us. That's why the stone was rolled away, to allow humankind the chance to peer into the heart of God and to see firsthand God's great love for our broken world. The tomb is opened. The stone is rolled back. It is empty. He is not there. Now what? Go quickly, the angel says, and tell his disciples he has been raised. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. You see, the angel begins to interpret the tomb for the women. This is not grave robbery. It's not a trick. They have not come to the wrong place. Jesus has been raised from the dead, as he said, and is indeed going ahead of them. They will see him again. And they are invited to go and share this strange news with others. The women then left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell what had been told to them. And on the way to share this news, full of terror and bliss, suddenly Jesus met them on the road. Not to explain the mystery to them, simply to greet them. A fleeting glimpse of the risen Lord. A physical confirmation of the wonder told to them by the angel. What a tantalizing experience that must have been. Remember, the women don't have the benefit of Christian history and interpretation. These were the first witnesses of the resurrection. The first ones to see and to go and to tell others about the risen Christ. What must they have made of this strange greeting from the man they had watched die 3 days earlier? They came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. And then Jesus repeated the words of the angel, "Do not be afraid, go and tell. You will see me in Galilee." He encouraged the women along in their mission as the first ones sent to tell about Jesus, the first of the apostles. This invitation from the angel and from Jesus himself is for them. This is why they go and tell, because they themselves have been included in this marvelous mystery of Easter. And what stands out to me most about this first Easter story is not so much the empty tomb, not so much the stone that was rolled away. It's the invitation. It's the welcome. It's the fact not just that Jesus was raised from the dead, but he was raised from the dead for us. Not just that the stone was rolled away, but that it was rolled away for you and for me. Not to let Jesus out. God had already taken care of that. The stone was rolled away to let us in. The stone was rolled away in order to include us in God's marvelous life and love. What's amazing about this first Easter is that it all played out in a way to include us in the story. This is where our story, our life, and God's story, God's life, come together and intertwine. And because Jesus is no longer bound by death, he is free to be present with us here today, in this body gathered and in the whole church across the world. Here today, he greets us anew with joy, just as he greeted the women so long ago. And he invites us in, rolling back the stone to give us a new glimpse of his life and love, and then sending us to share that with the whole world. Because you know as well as I do, there's plenty of pain and death to go around these days. There's more than enough violence. There's more than enough partisan bickering. There's more than enough suffering, especially with this coronavirus that seems to have commanded our lives and our attention these recent days. There's lots of trouble, lots of sorrow, depression, and heartache. We know it. Our neighbors know it. Our world knows it. And God involved himself in all of this in the person of Jesus Christ because he loves us too much to leave us in this sorry state. This Easter morning, we are invited into a new perspective in which death is already defeated. We are invited into a life in which we bear one another's burdens and share peace and joy in Jesus' name. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, all of this is for us, for you, and for me. And we're invited to bring this life, this love, this world to bear on our own broken world, that all may know Jesus' love and life as we know it. We, it turns out, are the ones sent this day with fear, yes, but also with great joy to share God's good news with the world. Today we celebrate and thank God that Easter didn't just happen, it happened to us and for us. The stone rolled back for us to let us in. The angel sent to greet the women that we might know this story. The risen Lord appearing to them. Today I proclaim to you, God has done a new and marvelous thing in Jesus, in his resurrection. And the even better news, he did it for you. He loves you and chooses you and calls you and invites you. He shares new life with you and victory over death with you. God indeed thinks of you, fights for you, treasures you, claims you, and wants you forever as a part of this life. And God invites and sends you to share this good news with all. This is indeed good news. This is indeed the gospel of the Lord. Amen. Together, let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of resurrection, from the very beginning, you give the church the gift of women as your witnesses. As preachers, teachers, and leaders, open our ears to their proclamation this day and always. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All your creation praises you. The earth hums, the seas pulse, the stars shine, and the galaxies whirl in glorious harmonies to honor you. Let us hear and blend our voices in the song. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The countries of the world experience disunity and conflict. We set our minds on fear and greed rather than on your rule of justice and steadfast love. Build up all countries on your cornerstone of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We still weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn, cradle the fearful, the suffering, and the dying, assuring them of your loving presence. Especially we lift up those on our prayer list and all whom we name aloud and in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless the creative and helpful service of worship leaders this day, musicians, ushers, greeters, worship assistants, preachers, readers, and all others who provide welcome and hospitality in our midst. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, you went ahead of us into the grave and defeated the powers of evil. We remember those who have died. Inspire us to live our lives in this resurrection hope and draw us to you in our final days. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care through Christ our Lord. Amen. We now give thanks for God's word in our midst. Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God. For by your word you made all things, you spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness forgiveness through the cross. Life to those entombed by death. The way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God, rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen, just as he said, go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia.